And the reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 to 13. And in the Church Bible, starts on page 1181. Paul writes, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength."
So four things I want just to share with you, things I hope that be there for you as you move into the new year. And the first one is to say something about thinking positively. Paul exhorts the people in Philippi to think about those things that are true and noble and right and pure and lovely, admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. It's because of the faith that we have in God. We know what God has done in the past. We know what he'll do in the future. It's because of the hope that we have in Jesus, who is the Lord of all, and that he has a purpose for us, a trust that actually God is providing a good future for us. We know in Romans 8 it says, God is working for good for those who love him. And in Jeremiah it talks about having plans to prosper us, prosper the nation of Israel, to prosper us as individuals and as a church. So a call to think positively from verse 8. And I guess it's not to be unrealistic or over-optimistic, but to have this positive thinking because Jesus calls us to change our way of thinking, to be different from others around us, and to think positively about good things that he has in store for us in the future. And so I'm going to keep this short so that you may have words of positivity or encouragement to come and share with others who are here this morning. So whether you've come prepared with a testimony like Emma or not, there may be something, there's a word, a scripture that will just encourage people to think positively about God and about our relationship with him. So maybe that'll start you thinking as I'm talking about a word that would encourage others as we go into the new year. The second thing I wanted to say is that God is a God of peace. We're told here in verse 9 that the God of peace will be with you. And earlier in verse 7, it talks about the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And again, there's that protection that God is that God who protects our hearts and our minds from thinking too negatively or being too pessimistic. God is a God of peace. We're told Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is our peace. And we can have this peace in our relationship with God no matter what is going on around us. Peace with God is available because Jesus has died on the cross and paid the price for our sins. But it's not just peace with God in our relationship that's important. It's about having peace in our relationship with others also. And if there are broken elements of relationships with others in your life right now, then God would encourage you to be agents of reconciliation. Paul talks about in 2 Corinthians about being agents of reconciliation, about being given this ministry of reconciliation. Yes, it talks about helping people be reconciled to God, but it's also about being reconciled one to another. God is a God of peace, and that peace needs to be seen in our relationships with others too. Thirdly, I wanted to say about something about contentment. Paul says he's learned to be content in every circumstance. So can you be content or begin to learn contentment? Knowing that you are loved, knowing that you have a purpose, and that you are not defined by the things you have or by what you've done. Are you able, despite circumstances and surroundings, to be content or to learn contentment? Because it seems to me this is at the heart of having that peace with God, is that it manifests itself in us being content with the situations that we find ourselves in. Not that we don't strive to change things that are not good for us or good in our relationships, but that we are still content inwardly. And finally, just that word about God giving strength. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength, verse 13 says. So wherever Paul found himself, when he was imprisoned, when he was beaten, when he was fleeing for his life from those Jews who wanted to take his life, he found contentment and he found strength. And he talks also about knowing God's strength even in his weakness. And even when we're at our weakest point, we can sometimes see the strength of God in it. And what does Paul encourage us to do? Same as Jesus and James, the writers of the New Testament, when you need something, ask for it. God is a God who wants to give good gifts to his children. And he's a God who gives wisdom, who gives strength in our weakness. So ask for it. And I wanted to say also that maybe you need to learn to find strength in relationship with others. And I'm going back to this relationship thing because I think it's the absolute key to us remaining close to God and not far away from God. Building strong relationships with those who are around and about us. And we will find strength when we're able to share with others the weaknesses that we find in ourselves. Whether it's to do with our faith or whether it's to do with our life, whether it's to do with holiness or purity, when we are able to share with other people about our weaknesses, we will find that God gives strength through being in relationships with other people. God wants to give strength to you. He wants you to be strong. He wants you to be able to stand despite all that's happening around and about you, within you. God wants you to be able to find His strength, and He will give it to you when you ask for it. But maybe it'll be through another person that strength will come. So let me leave that there. Think positively. God is a God of peace. Be content or learn contentment and know that God gives strength. We'll sing one song and then I'm going to open up the microphone for those who want to come and share words of encouragement. Let's sing, Lord, Be My Vision.